Okay, just a few questions, segueing back from the laws of Hanukkah back into the laws of Berachot. Until now, we've been learning Berachot, and we stopped for Hanukkah, and now we have to get back to the Halachot in Berachot. As we know, there was a custom that was brought down on the holiday of Hanukkah to eat sufganiyot, which really is donuts that are fried in oil. And the custom is really based on the fact that since the miracle of Hanukkah took place with the oil, so they like to eat foods that are oily. So just a few questions that were brought down regarding sufganiyot. Number one, let's say a person made hamotzi lechem in haaretz. He's in the middle of a se'uda, and they bring him these sufganiyot, they bring him these donuts. So the halakha really writes that these items technically are covered during with the hamotzi, which means he would not have to make another borei min hamizonot on the donuts if he's eating them within the seuda. However, Hacham Avadia does write that it's better to leave them till after Birkat HaMazon. He writes that in Hanukkah on page Yud Tet, where he says, Sufganiyot elu shubeu be'emsa seuda en levarech alehem, as we said. However, v'tov lanihan ad le'achar Birkat HaMazon v'az yibarechu alehem. In order to keep away from all sorts of sifikot, better to eat them only after the seuda. The next question he brings down regarding the sufganiyot is really in his Hilchot Berachot on Daf Samigvav, where the question is like this. Let's say a person normally eats, we'll take a case of a cake. So he eats a kezayit or a kabetzah, let's say eats 30 or 60 grams of cake. So of course he makes a borei min hamizonot, and then of course in the Berachah Harunah he makes al mechya. But let's say a person is really hungry and he eats 8 ounces of cake. So in that case over there, that's considered koveya se'uda, which means when a person establishes a meal, even on a mizonot item, so then the halakha says he indeed has to make birkat hamazon, which means it's possible that you could eat enough mizonot items that will require as a berakha harona birkat hamazon. So the question would be, does that apply to these sufganiyot, to these fried donuts? Actually, it's a great machloket amongst the mifarshim. Some want to say, yeah, bottom line, what's a donut? It's dough. And it's a regular thick dough like the consistency of bread. And therefore, if a person eats 8 ounces of fried donuts, he would have to make birkat hamazon. However, that is not the opinion of the shita called the Gaon Rabbi Ephraim Navon in his Teshuvot Perach Shushan, that he writes, based on a shita of the Tosafot, in Masechet Berachot, the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, that says, any item that is fried, so the law is, even if you would eat 8 ounces of it, it still maintains the same Beracha Harona of Ala Mechya. And that's the way Hacham Avadia rules when he writes, Ha'ocher sufganiyot tamtuganin b'shemen, afal pi shenasu me'isa rava, even though it's made out of a thick dough consistency, it's made of the same consistency as bread. Even if he ate, let's say, shiur kivirut seuda, so the rule the Hakam is telling us over here is items that are fried do not have the law of kivi'ut se'uda. Therefore, there's another type of food that the people eat called zalabiyeh, which is also fried dough. Halakha would be, it always is a borei min hamizonot, and the berakha harona, no matter how much one eats, would be al b'chayar. It's important to know, because these donuts sometimes are very heavy. A person could eat 2 or 3 of them, and already he's holding more than 8 ounces. So the deen is, it would remain ala mechya. Last but not least, when we're discussing the sufganiyot, the question was asked to the Gaon of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, alav shalom. The question was on these jelly donuts, let's say it's Shabbat Kodesh, and he wants to put these jelly donuts on the blech, as we call it, in order to, let's say, to warm them up. Now, we have a rule, generally speaking, that an item that is dry, that does not have any liquid, so it's permissible to, let's say, to keep it on the blech, to warm it on the plata, to leave it on the plata, or to put it on the plata, according to Hacham Avadia, on Shabbat, in order to warm it up. The she'ela is, this has a squirt of jelly in the inside of the donut. Is that considered now lach? Is that considered now a liquid? And we know that when liquids cool off, it's forbidden to put it back on the plata hashmalit on Shabbat. So he writes on Daf Yutet Nishal Agon of Shomazam Oyebach of Ganiot of Tuganot Bashemin. V'harav tigun mazdikin l'tochan kapit riva l'chos ufganiya v'riba nizila merukezet kolav mekom echad. It's all concentrated in one central part of the donut, let's say one area. Ha'im mutal l'chamema b'shabbat al plata hashmalit. Is it permissible to put the donut on a plata v'heshiv l'hakel? He came out, it's permissible. Why? Shafapi shariba k'shena b'tochas ufganiya l'chshevet l'dvar lach. The jelly alone is considered a liquid. Which is to put jelly on the blech, of course, be asur on Shabbat, because you're heating it up. How, and therefore, this bishul. Mikol makom kishu betukas sufganiya, nechshevet kehelek hayavesh besufganiya. We consider it as batel to the dry majority part of the sufganiya, and therefore it would be permissible, because since the majority of the sufganiya is non-liquid, it's a dry item, so it's permissible to put it on the plata hashmalit on Shabbat. So let's just review some of the laws that we've studied today. Number one, we clarified the minhag, that it is the minhag to eat fried foods on Hanukkah. Specifically, the minhag is to eat the sufganiyot. We did say that if one eats it betocha se'uda, meaning after he made hamotzi, does not have to make a mizonot. However, it's preferable to wait to eat them after the birkat mazon. Secondly, we said no matter how much he eats of them, even if he's koveya se'uda, meaning even if he eats more than 8 ounces of them, the beracha rishona is still mizonot, and the beracha harona is ala mechya. Last but not least, regarding the jelly that is inside, that does not turn it into a liquid item, it's still considered a variyavesh, a dry item, therefore it's permissible to put the sufganiyot on the plata hashmalit, on the blech as they call it, on Shabbat in order to heat it up.